Chapter 3, He Was Made Sin. In the great drama of our redemption, as soon as Christ was nailed to the cross with his crown of thorns and with the howling mob that surrounded him, justice began to do its awful work behind the scenes. Sense knowledge men and women who surrounded the cross could only see the physical man, Jesus, hanging there. God could see his spirit. Angels could see his spirit. Demons could see the real man hidden in that body. Then came the dreadful hour when 2 Corinthians 5:21 was fulfilled. Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. On that awful cross, he not only became sin, but he became a curse, for in Galatians 3:13 it tells us, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The word us there refers to the Jews. He came as a Jew under the first covenant to redeem all those who were under that covenant from the curse of the law. When he was hanging on the cross, he was not only sin, but he was a curse. Is it any wonder that God turned his back upon him? Is it any wonder he cried in his agony, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He had taken the sinner's place in judgment. All the forces of darkness had overwhelmed him. He was our sin substitute. Sin was not reckoned to him. Sin was not set to his account. He became sin. Our senses reel under the staggering thought of it. We cannot grasp it. Only our spirits can fathom the depths of his agony. You can hear Paul cry in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed unto his death. Paul's prayer amazes one. He wanted to share in the death agonies of Christ. He wanted to fellowship his sufferings. But Paul could not do that. No one could do it. No angel could do it. It was God's own work that must be wrought. When he surrendered his son to death, he unveiled a love that beggars description.